Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. And I'm sadly playing catch up with February. So this boo is going to be February day 10, although it is actually day 12. The question way back on day 10 was, if you only had 24 hours to live, what would you do with your final day? Now, instantly, the dreamer and the adventurous person inside me wants to say that I would climb the highest mountain I could find and have as much fun as possible. But I think, like a lot of people, I would spend it with friends and family. That would be the only way to do it, really. I really value my friends and my family, so that would be the only feasible way that a sensible person surely would spend their last 24 hours. But I was talking with at Jay Bramley the other day. When I quickly scanned across the question, it came at me in two ways. If you were terminally ill and you had 24 hours to live, or whether there was some sort of apocalyptic event happening, say an asteroid was about to hit Earth. I've heard other people talk about this as well on the Ricky Gervais podcast. I think Stephen Merchant said that if in the last 24 hours of human existence on Earth, he would do all the things that he'd always wanted to do but never dared do. Like, he would just go around ransacking things, and I think he said he would want to shoot someone as well, but that's pretty extreme. But it just got my mind wandering. As I said, I'm a daydreamer, so it got me thinking. I dare say that if an asteroid was going to hit the Earth in 24 hours' time, and I think the whole world would ascend into absolute chaos, looting, killing, and I honestly think that's what would happen in places. Well, I've gone off on a tangent here. But that is my answer for day 10 anyway, that I would spend time with family and friends, definitely. And I really enjoyed Max's day 10 answer, where he would spend time with friends and family and spend the last few hours relaxing with his wife in his favourite chair. I'm not sure if he said it was his favourite chair, but it just came out, it sounded better to say favourite chair. Have you got a favourite chair, Mac? Okay, right, I'll leave it at that. And to quickly answer Audio Boo's question, I think I was born in the year of the pig. So that's it. Right, I'll leave that at that. Okay, bye for now.